Well, this is an important time of year as regards to the Lord reminding us about the great themes of our redemption that are reflected in the appointed days of the Lord, which are recorded for us in the Torah, the first five books of our Bible. In the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus, the Lord said to Moses, "These are my appointed days." And in these appointed days, we have a feast called Passover or Pesach and unleavened bread. And it was during this time of the year that all of Israel came to Jerusalem to present a special tithe unto the Lord. There were three of these holy feasts where all of Israel gathered to Jerusalem to present a special tithe to the Lord. And the thing that I love about this concept is it helps us to continually live in such a way that we're presenting ourselves sacrificially, spirit, soul, mind, and body to our Creator, to Yahweh, to the Lord. Because when we present to the Lord a tithe, what it does is it circumcises our hearts. In fact, the Hebrew word for sacrifice is korban, and it carries with it the idea of drawing near. So when you and I draw near to the Lord with pure intentions to present Him a tithe because we love Him and honor Him, something happens in our heart. We become sanctified to our Creator. We're doing what Abraham did. Abraham believed God, but then his belief was followed through with the sacrifice. And so I just want to encourage us today that this season of the year, Passover, unleavened bread, in Scripture is one of the three times of year that Israel came to Jerusalem and presented their tithe to the Lord. I don't want to put any legalism on anybody. I don't want to twist anybody's arm or manipulate everybody. But I do want to educate, and I do want to give those of you that the Lord is touching an opportunity to present to Him a tithe this year. And if discovering the Jewish Jesus is blessing you, if you feel the Lord's heart on this ministry, bearing witness with your heart that you're to offer Him a love gift at this time of year, through this ministry, I just encourage you, just obey Him. Just do it quickly. Just like Israel did when they were delivered from Egypt that night, they'd obeyed in haste. They didn't wait for the bread to rise. They just did what the Lord told them to do and did it quickly. I just want to tell you, I love you. Thank you for your love. And those of you that are financially supporting or will financially support, I want to thank you for that as well. Because beloved children of God, it's only through your sacrificial gifts to the Lord that I can preach the world and reach the world with the gospel of King Jesus, thus preparing the world for His return. Because Jesus said, "This gospel shall be preached to all nations and then the end will come." Thank you for hastening Jesus' coming by honoring Him with your tithes and offerings so that the gospel can be preached and that we can reach the entire world. And lastly, Chag Sameach, I love you and wish you the very best this holiday season.